Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Wednesday, March 28th, 2007. We are Stephen and Brooksine Weber. Our ministry is called Daily Encouragement Net. And this, another weekday we have prepared from our home here in rural Lancaster County, Pennsylvania, a message that we hope will encourage you. Today's message is titled, Refreshing Others. And there are two scripture portions from both the Old and New Testaments, Proverbs 11, verse 25, and Philemon 1, verse 7.
He who refreshes others will himself be refreshed. Your love has given me great joy and encouragement, because you, brother, have refreshed the hearts of the saints.
Today I shared God's word with a group of men following a breakfast we enjoyed together at Lancaster Bible College. I meet regularly with these businessmen of CBMC, which stands for Connecting Businessmen to Christ. And today I encourage them to let their light shine where they work. I challenge them to seek opportunities throughout the day to speak a word of refreshing and encouragement to all who come their way. It's a theme you see often in these daily encouragements. Two of my CBMC friends are pictured in the message today on the website. The first is a picture of David, whom I met about 6 years ago, shortly after I moved to this area. David's physical distinction, for me anyway, is the interesting way in which he wears his glasses. He places them right down on the tip of his nose. Dave's a rather soft-spoken man with a relaxed, easygoing demeanor. I see him at the meetings every couple of months, and each time I find his presence and my brief visit with him uplifting. Today he left right after the breakfast because he had another meeting to attend. But just as I started to speak, he walked in again with his usual friendly smile. It turns out that his other meeting was canceled, and upon seeing him unexpectedly with the usual distinctive smile, it refreshed me once again. I also have a picture of a friend called Troy, named Troy, whom I met 4 or 5 years ago. He has an outstanding, outgoing, demonstrative type personality and greets me by calling me Mr. Encouragement. Troy is the kind of person who brings a smile and uplift even in his initial greeting.
Several years ago, we heard a speaker use an interesting illustration of how we impact other people. He spoke of being around those who always take you up on the elevator. It's as if being around them is like getting on an up elevator. Always assume you're going up. They're energy givers, encouragers, refreshers, those who have a powerful way of uplifting. As I consider my long string of friends through life, I am blessed to have so many who invite me to go up with them.
These people are uplifters. Then there are those who have only one button on their elevator. You met them. The basement. There are energy drainers who discourage and have a way of sucking the very breath right out of you. And yes, I've also met my share of these types as well. Thankfully, not nearly as many as the uplifters. Getting on the down elevator with people like this is never an uplifting experience.
Today, let me encourage each daily encouragement reader to consider the blessing of having a refreshing spirit. I could also use the term energy giver to describe this. I hope you are blessed by those having this quality today.
I also encourage you to conscientiously demonstrate this quality from your heart. Like David and Troy, whom I mentioned, we are all different and will thus express refreshing qualities differently. As I think about my long list of those who refresh me, I consider how they're all different, yet each uses his giftings to uplift others. Today, you're going to interact with others in various settings. All of you that are listening to this podcast, may God bless you with those who encourage and refresh. May they strengthen you and take you up on the elevator. And may you seek to be that provision today for the weary, discouraged soul whom you meet in the course of this day, who is in need of an uplift. Today, you have a choice. Will you be an upper or a downer?
Join me in prayer today. God, help me to be an energy giver as you daily energize me and direct my paths through consistent daily communion with you. Amen.
Amen. Well, thank you for joining us today with our podcast. We are privileged to have this means of sharing God's word through email and internet and various other means, including this podcast. Our website is at dailyencouragement.net. That's daily encouragement, all run together as one word, .net. And today we do have a picture of the men I mentioned that I took just this morning, Troy and David. Also have a picture of a baby doe that a friend of mine found dead along the road several years ago that he took to a taxidermist and had mounted. Incredibly lifelike, if you care to see that. We also have a link today to a song that we consider and we enjoy, Bruxine and I, that really deals with human relationships and friendships. That we have both a link to the lyrics and to an audio file of the song. And finally today, I have a link to the ministry that I mentioned and I'm a part of called CBMC, if you're curious about that. Have a blessed day today. Continue to stay encouraged and faithful, and may you be refreshed today.